88.9 WLRY welcoming a very special guest with me now, Mike Weaver with Big Daddy Weave. And welcome, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Man, awesome, Mike. Thanks for having me on, brother.
You know, coming up, the big show, a lot of people looking forward to that. July 20th, Big Daddy Weave at Faith Memorial Church in Lancaster during the Lancaster Festival. 5 p.m., doors open, and show starts at 6 p.m. I saw you guys back, boy, I'm trying to think when that was, Mike, probably early 2000s. You were touring with FFH and Warren Barfield.
Yes, that was literally the second tour we ever had been on. And
wow.
Yep, that was a lot of things were brand new right then.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about how you guys got started and how long the band's been together.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, we've been so blessed. We got together back in 1998 and around the campus of the University of Mobile. Mm-hmm. We were all music students there, leading worship on campus, and it's like the Lord just let it continue for the next 15, 16 years. What is that now? It's like the fall of 98 to 2014 here.
You ever shake your head and go, man, how did we get here?
I do a lot. And then I immediately answer that question. It's the grace of God. And that's the only
Amen.
Way, because who would have thought that with a name like Big Daddy Weave, we could be around more than a year and a half, honestly, because that's ridiculous. I mean, we literally had no idea this is what we'd be spending our time doing, you know? I mean, that's how you end up with a name like Big Daddy Weave. The first time we ever played together, somebody heard us and was like, man, you guys need to come open up for this group across campus that's coming in. And they said, well, what do we put on the flyer? And we're like, gosh, man, I don't know. You know, we've only been together like 15 minutes here, you know? And so we were kidding around. Big Daddy, if you're my size in the South, you're Big Daddy. That's just how it is. And then my last name's Weaver, and so Big Daddy Weave was born out of just kidding around. The moral to that is be careful what you name your group, because you never know where God's going to take this thing. God really can use anybody, and you might be sitting there, you know, 15, 16 years later saying, hey, this is why we're called this ridiculous name.
That name just could stick. Well, you are one of those bands that is named, and you sound like a solo performer. So do you have people going, okay, which one of you guys is Big Daddy?
And I usually get pegged as Big Daddy Weave, because they look at me and they're like, well, Darlene, that must be Big Daddy Weave right there. You know, it's like, but really and truly, it was just silliness. And the other guys are really good about it, though. And so we decided, because we tried to explain for a long time, you know, Big Daddy Weave's not a guy. Big Daddy Weave is the name of the group. And we finally gave up, because people just would immediately think that I'm Big Daddy Weave. And so we said, well, they said, hey, are you Big Daddy Weave? And I'm like, well, what makes you want to buy a CD more? If I am Big Daddy Weave, does it make you want to buy a record? Then I'm like, well, nice to meet you, BD Weave. You know, it's like this. Yeah, it's a funny thing, though. The five of us, man, my brother's in the group. You know, he plays bass for us, but
right.
The other guys all seem like brothers now after we've been together this long. It's been amazing.
You got the original lineup, all the original guys together there?
Almost. This last year, for the last year and a half now, we have a brand new drummer. Jeff Jones, our drummer, who had been with us since the beginning, he really sensed that God was calling him into kind of doing some speaking engagements and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just really, the Lord just moved into a different season of his life. He's doing really well, and, man, we're so proud of him. We were like, how in the world do you fill the void of a, you know, 15-year, 14-year member or whatever?
Right,
and,
right.
And the Lord just brought Brian. It was incredible. He had been playing country music, had had a heart to play Christian music, had really wanted to do something that was kingdom-oriented, has a heart for missions. It's incredible. Just an awesome guy, great drummer. And the Lord just, like, instantly grafted him in our little family. It's been really cool.
Again, we are talking to Mike Weaver with Big Daddy Weave. They are coming to Lancaster during the Lancaster Festival at Faith Memorial Church on July 20th at 6 p.m. You can get your tickets through Carnival Foods in Lancaster and also at FairfieldCountyMinisters.com. Well, what did you grow up listening to, Mike? What were your music influences?
Oh, my goodness, man. You know, Christian music was, in the 80s, was a lot different animal. But, man,
Striper.
You know, Carmen and Petra and, you know, so many others, man. Christian rock music, Christian rap music, even, believe it or not, you know. And just loved it. Just loved music growing up. You know, if there's a good version of whatever style that music is, I really love listening to all kinds of music. But I thank God for Christian music and the influence that it had on my life. And at some point, you know, contemporary worship music just became a really just a passion of ours too. And so even though we play concerts, it's really kind of like a worship gathering every time. That's really our heart, and that's really the direction, at least anyway. And so, yeah, it could sound like anything, but the heart of it is always worship.
Yeah, you are very much a ministry-driven band, aren't you?
Absolutely. I think that I don't think we'd still be doing it if it wasn't, you know, just a vehicle to tell people about Jesus. And that includes people in church, man, you know, because really, we thought for so long, you know, God, would you send us beyond the church doors? And really, I felt like God was really wanting us to call people in church to their true identity in Him. Because I think it's, you know, we have to get past this religious mindset and all of the barriers and all of the bondages that come from religion apart from God, you know, us trying to reach God in our own strength. And even though we know what Jesus has done for us, a lot of times we're still striving in our own strength rather than resting in the identity that He's given us as His child, as His sons, as His daughters. And I think more than anything, we feel a very great purpose now to really remind people who they are in Jesus and then encourage all of us, that's us in Big Daddy Weave too, in standing up in that identity and beginning to allow God's Spirit to live through us in a powerful way every day.
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about your writing process. I mean, songs like Redeemed, that song has just struck a chord with so many people. Mike, is that one of those that you wrote and you just knew that it was really going to hit it big with people?
Man, you know, I didn't even turn it in. I didn't even turn it in to the record label. That song was for me, man. Mike, I got to tell you, I had lived as a believer, and this is why I feel so passionate about, you know, telling people about their identity in Christ. Is my whole life as a believer, I was still a self-hater, you know, and I never saw anything wrong with that. I knew that Jesus loved me, you know, and I knew that I was supposed to live my life for Him. I didn't know how I was supposed to feel about me. So literally, there were seasons of my life, for my entire life, you know, when I hated myself absolutely every day. And there was a day when I hated myself worse than I could ever remember just a couple of years ago. And I was sitting on the floor of our garage, which is our basement in, you know, near Nashville here in Tennessee. And I was just telling God everything I didn't like about myself. You know, and I'm like going, God, I know that You love me. I know that You love me. Why can't I love me?
Yeah.
And it was like God came up and interrupted, you know, my pity party in my garage. And I tell people I didn't hear Him speak with the Moses voice like Charlton Heston. Moses, I didn't hear the big booming voice. But, you know, if you know the Lord, then you know His voice. The Bible says that His sheep know His voice. And just this still, small, quiet voice of God, but it's so clear when it's Him and it's life-changing. He said, Mike, why don't you let me tell you what I think about you for once? And I was like, okay, God, tell me. Then He said, I like the way you smile. And that sounds silly, but I was decimated in the most wonderful way in my garage. I was literally just sitting on the floor of my garage, just weeping in front of God because I saw it for the first time. I saw something about me that I liked for the first time.
Wow.
And, man, it was amazing. And the Lord continued and just said, hey, you know, I made you. You're mine. And you're not mine because of your ability to get it right for me, and you're not any less mine because of your inability to get it right for me. He says, you're mine because of what I've done on the cross. I bought you with blood. I bought you with the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And you need to see yourself the way I see you, as a son, you know. He's, and man, that song was born out of that encounter with God. I wrote that with my friend Benji Cowart, and we didn't turn it in, but Benji started playing the song in his church. And he said, Weave, have you played this song for anybody? I said, no, I didn't. He said, you need to do it, okay? I said, okay. And so we tried it And there literally was like an audible, like a verbal response from the crowd while we were playing the song.
Oh,
people
wow.
just started to like cheer in the verses of the song. And we're like, good night. And the label was talking about singling another song even after we had recorded the song. And as we began playing it, they were like, I said, you just need to give this song a try. I said, this is not the one I would have picked either. I said, it's kind of slow. It's, you know, all these things. And they began to play it, and literally the testimonies just begin to flood in and continues to flood in about how God has used this little song, man. It's uh-huh. been incredible. We've heard stuff literally from all around the world.
Oh, that is
Jesus
so
has
awesome.
Used this.
Yeah.
It's amazing, man. It's
yeah.
amazing. It's humbling. It was beautiful.
Well, and thank you for sharing that story, Mike, because I think so many times people think that pastors, those in leadership roles, worship bands, and Christian bands, that they always have it all together. But you guys are a work in progress too, aren't you?
No, absolutely, man. And you know what? I think there's a giant load off when you begin to realize that who you are is not based on your ability to perform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that when we're just now getting a hold of this, which is silly in a way because, gosh, we've lived a long time with God, you know, in a knowledge of God. But to come to the place where you finally go, man, this is not on my shoulders. I give this to you, God. I thank you that I'm your precious little one today. Mm. And today I can just be in love with my daddy, you know, who loves me unconditionally. And I can love me because I'm someone special that God has made today.
Amen. I am redeemed. Wow. That's great hearing the story behind that. And this musical journey has taken you guys a lot of places. And coming up, you guys are going on a cruise, and you'll be touring Israel, right?
Gosh, there's a bunch of different stuff. It's amazing. There's, like, multiple cruises that we're playing next year, which our wives are really excited about.
Yeah, I bet.
But then we're taking a trip to Israel for the first time, which is incredible. You can find out more about that on our website. We'd love for you to come with us. You can purchase a ticket to go on this travel. When we say tour, it's not like we're going to go and tour, like, we're not going to play all over Israel. We're going to bring acoustic guitars. We're going to go to the places where Jesus, you know, went. We're going to see so many of the places that are listed in the Bible. From what I understood, the guy who's taking us on the trip, we're actually at some point going to be on the Sea of Galilee pulling these little boats up close together.
Oh.
And then getting guitars out and literally worshiping God
oh,
on the
wow.
Sea of Galilee, just
yeah.
acoustic. Man, I'm so excited about that. I don't even know what to do. I could start crying just thinking about it. Going to be where Jesus walked is an amazing thing. You can find out more information at BigDaddyWeave.com about how you can go to Israel with us. It's going to be an amazing trip next year.
Again, Mike Weaver with Big Daddy Weave. They're coming up July 20th during the Lancaster Festival at Faith Memorial Church. You can get your tickets through Carnival Foods in Lancaster and online at FairfieldCountyMinisters.com. Brother, thanks so much for sharing with us, and I'm really looking forward to the show.
Man, thank you, brother. Thank you for having me on, man. We sure appreciate you, and we'll see you soon, okay?